Sunday's elections for Palestinian president could provide clues to the future of the Arab-Israeli conflict. The frontrunner is Mahmoud Abbas. He's seen in the West as a potential partner for peace talks. He's calling for demilitarizing the struggle against Israeli occupation, and he criticized some violence just today. But also today, Abbas described Israel as the Zionist enemy. He has to appeal to Palestinian voters, many of whom recently supported the Islamist party Hamas in municipal elections. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
On a downtown Ramallah sidewalk, just down the street from the restaurant he owns, 45-year-old Abu Tamer says he watched the results from the first local elections in 28 years with great interest. And he thinks the close competition between Hamas and the ruling Fatah movement bodes well for Palestinian democracy. He thinks the two top candidates in the upcoming presidential race are Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, and Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, an independent who was briefly arrested by Israeli police while campaigning recently in East Jerusalem.
I think this is a good step, and these results are showing a positive trend. We are lucky to have candidates who are solid. Abu Mazen is very well known internationally, and Mustafa is very close to the people.
Polls show Abbas, who has the full weight of the dominant Fatah movement behind him, running well ahead of Mustafa Barghouti and the other candidates. But those numbers say nothing about Palestinian support for Hamas. The Islamist faction decided to boycott the presidential race. West Bank Hamas leader Hassan Youssef says the municipal vote should be seen as a dramatic win for Hamas because the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority limited the first round of voting to areas it thought were safe.
Fatah tried to find Fatah strongholds. Their intention was to win totally and unanimously. Unfortunately for them, the results were contrary to their predictions. This is a strong indication that the people are keen on new blood, new faces.
Palestinian analyst Hassan Barghouti, a distant relation to candidate Mustafa Barghouti, says there were other factors at work in the municipal voting. In many cases, he says, local issues or clan loyalties trumped party affiliation. But he says Hamas can rightly claim to be the main address for the anti-Fatah vote.
It's a message for Fatah and all the progressive and democratic people in Palestine. If you continue the way you are struggling, the way you are dealing with people, you have no future. You will be controlled by Islamic faction.
Since its inception in 1964, Fatah has been the largest and most diverse Palestinian faction. And without a strong leader like Arafat to hold it together, Barghouti says it could be in for major changes in the coming years. But he also believes that support for Hamas largely reflects frustration from a public exasperated by years of failed peace efforts and an ever-worsening economy. Barghouti says if Abbas begins to turn things around and win some lessening of the Israeli military presence here, Palestinians will quickly turn away from the Islamist factions.
I believe if we have a break to take our reprieve and the Israelis withdraw from the cities, it's the beginning to weakening Hamas.
But achieving those goals remains as difficult as ever. Hamas says it has no interest right now in dropping what it calls its military operations, and Israel says it will not sacrifice security measures to help Abbas or any other Palestinian candidate. All of which leaves Palestinian voters sifting the various campaign promises and wondering who can make a difference in their daily lives. 24-year-old Rajai leans against a Ramallah signpost to rest his bad leg while he smokes a cigarette. He says he's for anyone who can bring change.
Number one, work. We want job opportunities. Priority number two, we want our daily life to improve. We want life to go back to normal.
25-year-old Reem Abu Hrub hopes that desire for change will bring Palestinians to the polls in large numbers on January 9th, because she says the first round of municipal voting proved that democracy can work here.
The clear message is to the people, go vote. Contrary to the claims of many that there will be fraud, there will be none.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News.